know what to do.
No, I was looking at that thing.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I guess Grimm's Adult Games Corner, because this is not Uncanny Valley shit. We're playing 10 Dates. The prequel is 5 Dates. We played a little bit of 5 Dates. Remember playing? It was okay, but I think the pandemic kind of locked it down. This one, hopefully, is out and about. So I'm looking forward to this.
That was people thinking that was the new normal.
Yeah.
We do everything over the internet.
Yeah. Well, that was Britain, and that's the way they were going to do things. But guess what? Times have changed. Time for 10 days.
Stabbed if we go out. You know, stabbings are on the rise in Britain.
So, we're going to pick Ryan.
Because we're dude.
Daters. First, you need to be found.
I bet it's so easy to win this game if you're a girl. You want to go back to my place? Win again! What?
Ryan, 28, 6 foot, London. Okay. I mean, that's all I can do. Select a profile picture that represents you best. Hold on. Feels like I could do... That's weird. So, am I allowed... Do I have to pick things, or... This is a little different than the first you need to be found. Do I have to... Oh, it just says enter continue. You can't do that. Oh, here we go. That one? That one?
I like that. Or the earth, that or the other one. I'm just at the pub in my fancy hat, my trousers.
What industry do you work in? Finance, creative, healthcare, or other?
I like creative, but I'm in that category.
What are your interests?
Art and culture or party? No.
And what else?
Food, drink. Sports and fitness, maybe? He likes to get out and walk.
Got
travel.
Travel.
Yeah, he was in different
places. What's your star sign?
Taurus.
Anyway, alright.
Easy going. That's what they say. I think it's a load of shit.
Misha, pick up the phone.
Having a good day.
Well, it's just become great. You're welcome.
What's happening?
I just got back from work an hour ago.
Same.
I've made myself some food.
Same.
And I've just got off the phone with my landlord.
Oh, not same.
Yeah, I missed a payment, but it's fine. I paid it now and it's settled anyway.
Anyway, I've got some news.
Okay.
I joined a dating app.
Have you? Well, I mean, they are inevitable.
I was expecting more shit from you.
Well, what's the saying? They have, people in glass houses can't throw stones.
No way, you too! Matches?
Yes, a lot. No, zero.
But don't, like, apps, like, help out new users with,
Misha,
like, likes and...
you're not helping!
No, they really try and help you get people to like you because you're new.
Misha, I still have zero, even with whatever you just said. There's still zero. What about you?
Hey, the grass isn't always greener. I've got, like... 80 likes, but like,
one damn,
track, like,
no shit.
And the new pics and the meh ones, it's all just a bit quiet.
Are your standards a little bit high?
No, anyway,
nope, he's telling the truth.
Initiative in the works.
What's that? You're gonna kidnap someone?
I've signed up for speed dating tonight.
Okay, why are you telling me this?
Because I'm booking it, and like, do you wanna have a drink before?
Could you just say less?
It'd
be great if you just stopped speaking about
30
seconds ago.
See you there.
Damn. It's like, could you just say less?
Couldn't you just say, let's get drunk? I think he got a little Irish or Scottish.
Oh, yeah,
his
he
accent.
Did. Yeah.
Hers more British. Poor Scotland's connected to England, so.
You can see their physicality through their vibe.
Yes, but what if there is no vibe? What do you do then? If you're online, you can log off, you can make it an excuse, you can just be gone. My internet connection's crap. What do you do here?
Welcome everyone to Speed Dating. My name's Derek, I'm your host. We're going to be beginning very shortly, so gentlemen, if you
could make your way into your table numbers.
You are so cynical. This is where you're going to find that genuine connection you keep banging on about.
Also...
Why are you smiling at me like that?
No.
Why are you smiling at me like that?
Well, let me flip it out.
Fisher,
there is a small possibility I might have signed us both up.
I'm not doing it.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Well, I'll just leave.
Have to get some air conditioning somehow.
It's going to be a good story.
It is not going to be a good story. I'm just going to get humiliated. You've been preparing for this. I'm not doing it.
A great story. Oh, he's browsing. He's browsing the shop floor.
How does it work?
Sorry, what?
Don't make me repeat myself.
Okay, so the women stay at the table, the men, you, rotate around them.
I'm a man now.
So you go to different tables and you speak to girls.
What do I say?
Whatever
this one kind of feels like a visual novel.
Okay.
And halfway through the day,
except with acting.
That guy over there will give us a warning. And then he'll also transfer this 1 minute left to wrap it up. So essentially, you've got to use your time wisely, which I know you're not good at.
No, hence why I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
We're going to start with the gentleman by your first allotted table numbers.
Well, they have to start it first. They're introducing it before you actually have to...
You're sitting in my first date seat, so I need you to jump on. Go well, lad. Cheers.
You know what I've heard? Is over in England and other European countries, so few men are circumcised that women like it when a guy is circumcised over there.
Huh. Warming up.
Hiya. You my date now?
Yeah.
Limbering up, eh?
I'm right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Sorry, I've got a match tomorrow, so I've got to keep limber.
Did you eat fish before I came over here?
No.
She's a footballer. Oh, shit.
Rugby?
But they were... Soccer. Yeah, rugby.
Football.
Ow! Soccer. We're done. Reverse cowgirl. That's funny.
What is your football position?
What do you think?
That's a tough one.
Well... Just say which area of the pitch. I'll narrow it down for you. I'm not tall enough to be a goalkeeper.
Well, you are doing your pre-match conditioning, which makes me think that you are reliable. And I think reliability is important in a defender, so I'm going to say defense.
Winner, chicken dinner. Pat yourself on the back. Do you like to sport yourself?
Yes. Big time. Football, rugby, tennis, basketball, golf. I watch absolutely anything.
Yeah, same. If it's on the telly, I'll watch it.
Even if you don't know anything about it?
Yeah, I'll pick it up as I go along.
It's like watching the Olympics, isn't it? We become an expert in, like, some random event overnight.
Yeah, I became an avid curling and skateboarding fan for those 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's not your phone. Is this reminding me to carb load tomorrow?
Probably haven't passed that.
Footballer's best friend?
This is your halfway warning, guys. That is 3 minutes to go. So, how did you become a pro?
I'd say my key influence was my dad. He used to take me to practices, to matches.
See, they carb load, which is kind of what I do.
Yeah.
I just...
I might try it at some point.
You see how skinny she is and the fact that she has to...
You've got time, my lad. Tell me, if you want to.
I'm a mummy's boy. Yeah, definitely, through and through. We're just very close.
I didn't catch it.
We know how each other's feeling without even saying it. She's like one of my best friends. Okay, what about you?
She's not really been in my life for a long time.
Oh.
For various reasons. She wasn't the kindest person, and...
Hey, we don't need to talk about that. Let's move right past it.
Thanks. Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that.
Forget it.
I appreciate it.
It was way too early to be talking about anything tonight.
Let's see how competitive you are. Do you fancy a quick challenge?
Obviously. Fancy a test of strength. I chuck weights around like toys in the gym.
Okay, that's some fine talk. How about we do an arm wrestle?
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
Nah, go on.
Yeah, no. I'm...
Get your arm on the table, lad.
Although, damn, this is getting interesting.
Better win. I bet it's going to say try or not.
Ready?
What's
that? Go.
We're already holding hands.
I'm just desperate.
Oh, I'm irresistible.
She's gonna win.
You've got more than that. Come on. Come on.
Pretty even. No. He might.
Shit.
Gracious.
I really thought I was winning that. You're stronger than you look.
Look, I confess, I do some arm days in the gym, so.
Makes me feel a bit better. Still got it, though.
Got 1 minute to go, guys. Just 1 minute.
Ooh, we're in stoppage time. What? Football's the best sport for making analogies.
No.
Do you fancy another quick challenge?
Yes. But what do you want to do?
Well, there's conversation starters and riddles, apparently.
Convenient.
Okay. A man looks at a painting and says, "Brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man's father is my father's son. Who's in the painting, the man or his son?"
I'm really confused.
And painting, brothers and sisters. Yeah,
hurry up!
The man
is my father's son, so he's looking at the man's son.
No, it's the man himself, isn't it?
It's the man himself. Yeah.
I don't think so, but how do we find the answer?
I need more than 5 seconds.
I know, it's really hard.
I've heard that riddle before, but and knew it.
The man's son.
We'll let her win one.
No, that was no. That was us. We won. We did man's son.
Oh, well, she's just a loser. We need to move on to the next. I'm playing.
Time, everyone. Move on to your next day.
We crammed a lot into that.
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was great to meet you, Tony. Is that short for Antonia?
Spot on, but everyone calls me Tony. Do you want to keep in touch?
Yeah. What's your handle?
@TN7.
See, they say don't do that.
Oh, really?
A lot of girls get tired of, like, what's your Instagram?
Well, I guess if you're in a speed dating, it's a little different. If you like the person, you want to keep in touch with them.
What's your only friend's account?
Okay, so this is the intro to the game. No.
No.
Kathleen Study Break.
It's kind of... Some of the language has a little bit of Letterkenny feel to it.
Well, it's
where they
European.
Where speed through conversations.
Yeah. I'm Ryan.
Ryan. I'm Kathleen. Sorry, I just wanted to squeeze in a quick page. Do you mind if I get to the bottom?
Yeah.
You know what? If a guy did that shit, you know how they would call him out and be all over their ass?
Done. All yours.
What are you reading?
The Evolution of Bond-Forming Dynamics Across the 21st Century by Professor Gertrude von Nosselhoff.
Well, it must be...
Bond-Forming Dynamics.
Bond.
She's Bond reading about relationships, yes.
I have to finish it for a seminar tomorrow. I'm a PhD student in behavioral psychology.
Okay, that's what makes sense.
Sounds like she's doing
she
this for,
points. The chapter I'm on covers
the influence of pop culture
on behavioral modeling and attraction dynamics.
That actually sounds interesting to me.
Yeah.
No, that does sound interesting, but, I mean, please don't ask my opinion on it, because, like...
Yeah. I wouldn't expect that of you, but if this goes
well,
maybe you'll learn a little something.
Damn talking.
Oh. Okay, so you're here because you're No.
Not necessarily. She's more studious than he is.
Out of the library occasionally.
Yes, so that's what she's saying. She doesn't want somebody that's like her.
Which side of it do you fall on?
Life.
No. No fence sitting one or the other.
Work is... It's just necessity.
Yeah.
At any moment I'm not in work or on the clock... I can devote to whatever I actually
that's where
want
I'm
to
at.
Do.
It that, depends on what job you have.
Yeah,
really.
But...
Very most.
If it's your passion.
I don't think I could stay out of the library that much. Anyway, I have a confession to make.
Okay, already.
Shit, I was going to blur the next person to sit at this
table. For whatever reason, I haven't lived.
I don't believe that.
I've never been to a nightclub.
Never. What, you're 40? fourth stint as a student and you never even set foot in a nightclub.
I would rather spend the day in a cafe with a book and my laptop.
This is your halfway.
You gotta come out with me, wear something slutty.
Halfway.
That frilly dress will do.
You are still studying to become a more qualified psychologist.
The more you know, the more you earn. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, that's a 5-year question.
Smoking crack on a street corner.
Family man, famous, what?
Well, family man or.
I want a happy family by then. I just want to be in a loving relationship and however many kids life blesses me with.
Okay. So say life has blessed you with one child, boy or girl.
Okay, blessed was a bit of a lame choice of words.
No, it was sweet.
Oh, sweet. That's what every guy wants to hear on a first date. I definitely want a boy. I am best placed to relate to them. I think I can just bring all the experience that I have, and yeah, I just want a boy.
But boys need both male and female influences.
But he would have his mother too, and my best friend is a woman, and so he would have a very attentive godmother. She's a little bit nuts, and you may need her. She's hiding around here somewhere, hopefully on a really bad date.
Like this.
Hey. Question.
Wow.
How do I know that all of this isn't part of your PhD thesis?
Ooh.
That all the guys here aren't just your guinea pigs?
You don't.
You don't?
But a study at the University of Virginia found that we are more intrigued by those whose thoughts and feelings are unclear.
You have a study.
That's interesting.
Everything.
Yeah.
You have to remember that.
I'll
you don't know if I could kill you tonight, or we could go out for a nice dinner. Let's go.
The start of the book. Ah, here we go. This is a good one. When we set off on a journey, we are riddled with excitement or apprehension. Nothing in between.
Engage.
It's not exactly when you read in the toilet, is it?
No, not quite.
Well, that's...
Is that what European people do? Read quotes when they're in the bathroom? Oh, yes, he was quite...
You know, we can actually reprogram our brains to interpret nerves as excitement. They're similar chemicals. I did that before coming tonight.
Like, would you do that before tests as well, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, very helpful for tests.
It's clever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Brain's clever.
Not mine. But 1 minute to go, guys. Just one.
Having their fun.
Oh, how do you fancy spending the final minute?
Why not leave that to Professor von Nusselhoff again? Let's get a takeaway from the
divert this time.
No. Look, we can do without the help of Professor Nostradamus there.
Okay. I didn't have any other plan.
Yeah, come to think of it, neither did I. I like your shirt.
That's... My mom got it for me.
Oh.
That's your lot, ladies and gents.
Yeah, that did.
That was a bad date. I mean, I'm not really interested. I like her study, but she reminds me again of another ex that was very dry. Very dry. I cannot stand pale, like dry as a board people when you talk to them.
I like wet people. Very wet.
Well, I'm saying she's just very dry.
I know what
you're
saying.
I can't stand that. The woman was like wood. She was a nice person. She had a pure heart, but she was really wooden.
Yeah.
And it was just hard to talk to her because she just. Still hadn't found a person after all these years. She's just still single. I mean, it's...
Sorry. Just fixing my eyeliner. I'm Azalea.
I'm Ryan.
You don't look like a Ryan.
No.
Hers is 666.
Not sure yet.
Yeah.
That's not from here, is it?
No. You can snitch.
No.
I made it. Just like from which you put it to it.
That's the fermented drink, isn't it?
Exactly.
Looks good.
Kombucha. I'll try it. It's good shit. I've heard a lot about it.
It looks good. Are you happy with the batch?
Very. Tell you more about it, but we haven't got much time.
So, the kombucha is homemade. The goblet is homemade.
Cool.
What else is on it?
I'd say 90% of this. The clothes, the accessories, making it from scratch.
That's cool.
Started selling my stuff online during lockdown and grew into a full-time business.
Oh, that's really original.
Thanks. Turns out my aesthetic plays quite well these days.
What aesthetic is that?
Call it what you want.
Learn.
I've heard hundreds of terms, kind and unkind.
Is it just you in the business, or...?
Yeah, don't need anyone else.
So how do you keep up with the demand?
There's a long wait list, but I engage with my customers a lot on social media, so they're understanding.
So if the supply is low, you must be retailing for a fairly high price?
No, I pride myself in affordability and sustainability.
Is that enough to do full-time? I'm not asking how much you earn. I just find the business model very interesting.
I get by.
Do I look like Orion yet?
Not quite.
All right then. Well then, what else can you tell about me?
You're definitely an earth sign. You seem quite grounded and stable.
I could be the most volatile person going, for all you know.
The fact that you're not outright denying it suggests otherwise.
Just 3 minutes to go, everyone. 3 minutes. I know. It's going very quickly, very quickly. You're really into your astrology, then?
Gives me structure. I analyse my behaviour in the context of something bigger.
Engage.
My main star sign is Scorpio, which I think really suits me.
For the hell of it.
And,
like I said, those are bullshit.
Where I was born, my rising sign is a Sagittarius, and
my moon sign is Libra. Yeah.
What's the difference between those three?
Your main star sign is your sun sign. Represents sort of your desires in life, and your rising
I've
sign.
I've never heard of the rising sign.
To others, and moon sign.
That
is
who you are
deep
down.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know about the other two.
Working out for you. We haven't got much time.
So then. What makes your sun sign so Scorpio?
We aspire to be brave.
Oh, she's a Scorpio. They are really sex. Like, they're nymphomaniacs, a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much every Scorpio I have ever known has been that way. Yeah, a lot of the sex stuff is really true, unfortunately. I don't know how or why, but it's true.
I've spoken about myself enough. I want to know more about you.
I don't think I'm pretty, even. Can you just...
I didn't really ask, so I want to know more about you.
Fine, fire away.
So, Azalea, I have noticed you have a couple of tattoos.
I do. Want to know about any of them? Choose wisely. Some stories are better than others.
She's going to say she's Wiccan, you know.
Is that...
No.
I mean, I've dabbled in Satanism, but its wider interpretation is quite genteel.
When she means Satanism, she's talking about Anton LaVey, which is the farthest thing from Satanism you can possibly imagine. It was humanism. He was just basically using
it. I don't know. Either way.
He's just like... The thing about LaVey is he's like, I know the devil's bad, so I'm just gonna... call myself the devil, because he wasn't cool. He wasn't because
he was an atheist.
Yeah, he wasn't for religion. He wasn't much religion, so they said, I'll be the bad guy.
I'd love to check some of your
That's
if you say you don't believe anything, you at least believe that there's no God. You have to believe in that just as much as the other person believes
True.
There is a God.
True. I mean, I'm personally agnostic, so I do believe there's a God, but I don't believe there's a... I believe that the concept of God is so... vast that we can't, even in the Bible it says that you can't comprehend.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so a lot of people, you know, they're used like Jesus because Jesus is more relatable. Like,
well,
I can't.
Jesus is the Son of Man.
Yeah.
I'm right. That's it. Thanks.
I'm Brandy.
Son of God, yeah.
Yeah, Son of Man. It's like
Son of Man. Well, those humanisms.
Yeah.
Is it?
Are you sure? I could have sworn Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
I love what I do, and I'm working towards stability.
Son of God.
No, hold on. No, I don't think you're wrong.
I'm doing an online course in international relations, and I trade cryptocurrency. I just sold an NFT, actually.
Non-fungible token. Nice. Yeah, the digital art market is very cool, very new, and very volatile.
He did.
I'm sure if I'm quite direct about things. We just don't have a lot of time.
It is a claim to divine authority. He calls himself the Son of Man.
Answer.
Important question.
I just fucked that up.
At this point, my priority is focusing on myself and just having a bit of fun.
Do I look like a casual kind of girl to you?
No, but you do have a lot going on.
We can't go back. It's not Rempy.
I make time for the right person. Plus, if I was looking for casual, I'd look elsewhere.
She's actually kind of pretty.
No one says diss anymore, Ryan.
Oh, I'm already done with her.
So, do you live locally?
Yeah, I bought a one bed up the road. It's top floor with an amazing view of the water.
You bought a...
Oh, shit.
NFT was pretty valuable.
She's a... Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live 10 minutes away. I live my own as well.
I do like the South Park where Oak Butters is selling NFTs and making everyone go broke.
Rent.
Yeah, we are. Renting, but I have been there for a while, so I feel settled. Like, it feels like home, so I like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
This is your 3-minute warning, guys. 3 minutes to go. Just 3 minutes of lovely conversation. Okay, let's move on to
foreign affairs.
Do you like holidays?
Oh, I was like, what are we going to be talking about? China and Russia and all?
What kind are you into, though?
I allowed to say a lad's holiday.
Go for it.
Abroad?
I didn't.
You can't beat a beach holiday for a bit of R&R.
Very true. Vitamin D is essential for our well-being. Do you want a Speedo guy, though?
No. I can't pull him off.
Won't ask why. I could only afford to travel recently, so I've got a lot of places on my list.
Well, what's the top of the list?
There's more than one thing.
She's gonna be banging Chad and Brad designers. And Chad and
meet the sloths and
every land.
Listening.
See the Iguazu Falls between Brazil.
Oh, and yep, she's gonna bang everybody. Yeah, make sure she gets all the dick. No, she's not. Yeah, she's not into history. She wants to make history.
The different people, all the places that you're in, operate on a daily basis. So, have you been traveling alone?
I like doing things my way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you never get bored? Or lonely, like having to go to dinner on your own all the time?
Well, I've got my phone or tablet for entertainment and talking to people.
She says she's not a casual girl, but the way she talks about going around the world, I don't know. She plays solitaire, but she gives good head.
Depends on the game. Okay, next question. Does body count matter?
Oh, of course, she just asked that.
I was not.
Yes!
Well, you're getting too smug. So, what do you think?
For me, it does.
Did anyone's past have any relevance?
Oh, and she says she wasn't that kind of girl.
I think I would find it difficult to be intimate with someone. If I knew that many other people had shared that same intimacy with them.
Ooh. She doesn't like that. But guess what? That's called the truth, folks. That's what happens when the truth hits you like Mike Tyson.
There's a customer satisfaction survey.
Your feedback is greatly valued.
Is it actually, though?
Only if it's good.
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't really feel like we felt like strangers.
Here. The answer isn't part of the survey, sadly.
Okay, I see how this is going. Okay. And your time is up.
Glad I didn't go with that any further. She wants to go fuck everybody.
Oh.
Are you disappointed?
Only because I had more questions. Would you like my social media handle?
Yeah, or I can use mine.
No! The Brandy Baby Girl?
I bet it's like an OnlyFans account.
It's an OnlyFans account.
Because she that never take their handle.
She is a fucking OnlyFans girl.
I don't mess with my customers.
She says, do I look like a casual girl to you? Yeah.
Do you want an honest opinion?
Who's the next girl? Who's the guy?
Good evening. I'm Derek, evening host.
Hello, Derek. Am I in trouble?
No. But unfortunately, the lady that was sat at this table, she had to leave early. I'm sorry.
Right. So were you filling in for her? Did she pull a runner when she saw me?
No, nothing of the sort. She is a musician. Had a gig to get to.
Well, that is pretty fair. That's a good alibi.
How did the rest of them go? Find what you're looking for?
Oh, is she the last one?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of glad about that because I don't really know how many more.
Let's say not yet.
Well, I'm sure you made a fantastic impression.
Yeah, no, I've met some great people, but I think it's just too early to tell.
Speed dating is just to pique curiosity rather than find love.
It's just like a little teaser, isn't it? You just kind of just get to know them, and just as you're getting there,
it's like tapas,
I'd say. Well, a little bit of everything.
Love tapas, yeah. Some olives.
I tapas?
Though, there's
I don't know what that is. Tapas. Well, I never.
I wonder if you're saying tapas or tapas.
No.
How long have you been hosting?
I have lots of hosting experience, but specifically the speed deck and stuff, just at the beginning of lockdown.
So those were digital, I presume?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's an appetizer or a snack in Spanish culture.
It's the most formative journey of our lives, and I just wanted to help people continue that journey, despite the circumstances.
It's an appetizer.
Having said that, there is no real substitute for me.
Of course, all British people kind of.
Have you ever had any marriages develop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a couple. Even a couple of babies named after me. Need to put it in my bio. Pregnancy facilitator, Derek.
You really don't, because that sounds like something that will be on a t-shirt on a lad's holiday.
Oh, the stag do t-shirts. Right.
I actually think I've seen them before. I saw the hotcakes there.
They're just very prim and proper, so they have almost a feminine kind of nature to them. But no, they're definitely, I don't believe either of those men are gay.
She's actually somewhere here. She's on a date somewhere.
At least in the story. I don't know about the actors. I can see that.
Do you prefer the company of women or men?
Women?
Oh, sorry, I'll rephrase. Who do you feel like you naturally engage with more easily?
I have always found it easier to fit in with women. I think I'm just more comfortable sharing my thoughts.
Oh, they were asking a different question. No, they weren't asking. He says that he fits in more talking to women, not...
You are halfway, guys. Halfway.
God. Don't tell me when I forgot. Your secret is safe with me.
Thanks.
So tell me, what is the best way to approach all of this?
Well, aside from being yourself.
Well, let me rephrase that. Do you have any less crap advice?
No,
I don't.
Sorry. The thing is, there's so many different types of personalities on here. One person's poison might be another person's paradise.
Right.
Yeah, that is a fair point.
Okay, I'll pose you this. Are you looking for someone more lively or laid back? Because that may decide what kind of energy you want to exude yourself.
What do you want? Lively?
Lively.
Markedly different.
I definitely
I'm
want someone
back
who is dynamic and a lively personality to just...
Yeah, that's how I am. Because I'm not really...
It depends on who you talk to. Yeah,
right.
Because that can just be a whole different thing. It can get toxic. Although... There's no harm in me being put in my place from time to time.
No? Crack of the whip.
I never said I was into that. I was wondering, has hosting these made you an expert in romance?
What, like some kind of love guru?
No.
No.
Oh, come on. You must have more insight than the average guy. Okay, wait. Okay. Has it ever helped in your personal life?
Sadly, no. No, it's still very single. Why, did you have someone in mind for me?
Yeah. Misha. She would love to meet you. She's here, I can introduce you.
I'm sure Misha's fab. But I won't be interested.
It's a bit mean. What's wrong with her?
Well, she's...
I knew it!
Yeah, sorry. No, I shouldn't have assumed. That was silly of me.
You're fine.
Totally fine. Anyway,
so he is gay.
It's a real shame that the event's nearly over. Yeah, it is.
No, the host is.
Oh, the host is, okay.
You know, back in the day, you would have had to meet people, you know, if you were going out or maybe at work. Oh, by chance.
Yeah, yeah. By chance. Yep, that happens.
I was just wondering,
are you still
did you have any feedback for us?
Yeah, people don't really talk to each other anymore.
I mean, look, come on, you were putting the rest of us to shame. aside from that, you can never have too big a pool of options.
True.
Oh, well, if the events grow in popularity, then the amount of people coming will increase inevitably.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, but like that being said, I did still meet a great group of people today, so
great. That is your final minute, guys. Final minute.
So, tell me, who did you meet tonight?
Oh, this is a test, isn't it? Who did I meet tonight? I met Kathleen. I met
Azalea.
Mm-hmm. I met Tony
and Brandy.
I met Brandy. Oh, Derek. I don't suppose you could give me any intel. Just Ryan. There's no way that I could do that.
Well, nothing personal. Just, you know, just give me a read.
All your experience. As a friend.
I guess I could do a read.
Who in particular?
Oh, God, I guess we only have time for one.
Who? Who?
Any of them. Pick one.
Okay. Tell me about Azalea.
Well, I love her style. Love her aura. I think she has a really strong sense of her own identity and is really passionate about her interests and is looking for someone who can match that kind of energy.
That is very perceptive. Thank you, Derek.
That was just a bunch of gobbledygook.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use your gay powers to tell me which one.
Right.
Everyone get home safely. I've been Derek, and thanks for coming.
Okay.
What can I say? Thank you again, Derek. Thank you for keeping me company because I would have been sat here like a melon otherwise.
You're welcome. I hope you had fun. And yeah, I guess I'll see you around.
Drink it up.
You might as well finish the alcohol.
I hate to leave a...
So what about you? Tell me about your speed dating.
Well,
how do we do anything in this game?
They pop up when you...
There. No time to pause. Get back out there.
I guess you just gotta...
Streamer mode. Pause choices.
Yeah.
On.
That would be much
better. That would have been a hell of a lot better.
Wish we had known that before.
Yeah. Now, how do we fucking save? Do we fucking save?
Exit. See if present. You gotta resent.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Holy shit, that's pretty crazy. Like,
well,
I mean, it's different, but I'm betting for sure, Brandy. She's the OnlyFans. Like, I was glad I picked casual because it's definitely what it was. By the way, don't worry about the prequel. We've played it. It's not that good. We've already said it. This one's a little better.
It's a lot better.
Yeah.